Podcast.
Rock City.
What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City, and with me this week is Mr. Jody Havnot.
What's up, buddies?
And Mr. Sonny Hollywood Pooty! I don't know, I just
that, did that. Yeah, that introduction keeps getting bigger and bigger. I like it. Sooner or later, that introduction is going to be like 10 seconds.
All right. Hey, listen, we didn't do a show this past week. Yeah, we did. That shows where my brain is. I'm thinking of the radio show. No, we missed the radio. Yes, we did a show with Mr. Earl Skakel. It was a lot of fun. Hey, man, he messaged me quite a few times during the week saying that he got positive reviews from it. Thanks. We appreciate it.
Yeah, and it's his birthday today. So happy birthday, Earl.
Happy birthday, sir. Yeah.
That's pretty funny. All right. So, yeah, if you haven't heard that yet, go back and check it out. Let me say a few things before we get started, because I haven't been doing this, and I got to get it out of the way. Okay, so go to podcastrockcity.com, check out our website. You could get T-shirts there. You could go to iTunes and leave us a review. We haven't got one in a few weeks, and I want to leave. You know, we read them when we get them. So if you get the chance, go there. Also, Podomatic is really the place to hear us, right, Jody?
It is our home site.
It's our home place. You can go there and check it out. And you can always send us messages at podcastrockcity1.
That's the number one.
@gmail.com. That's all I really need to do. So, man, look, we got a lot to talk about today. We're going to do so much fun stuff, and we got great conversation about to happen. But the first thing we got to do is get to the news.
Podcast Rock City News.
All right, so, man, I don't even know where to start. I'll start with Fraley's Comet. Got back together for one song the other day, right?
Oh, it was only one song?
I've only seen one song.
Which song? Rock Soldiers?
Rock Soldiers.
But it that's the only one I've seen.
That's the only one you've seen. Maybe it was more than one, but I've only seen Rock Soldiers. And you know what? They weren't the tightest band, but it was fun to see them. They looked very confident and comfortable on stage, you know?
I got two questions. Number one,
all right.
Were there any bolo ties involved?
No, there wasn't. I didn't see one.
No.
Number two is, I mean, why wouldn't you have Todd sing one of his tunes? Because Ace always does Rock Soldiers. That's really not that special to me.
You know, I'm not really sure. One of the things that I can tell you, I got to see both set lists, one Four by Fate and Ace Frehley's band. And if I'm not mistaken, they even did the same songs a couple of times, or at least once.
Really? What do they repeat?
We'll have to look it up, but one of the songs, I saw it and I meant to write it down and I didn't write it down. I'm pissed off now. But yeah, one of the songs was in both of their sets, and I was like, wow, that's...
Yeah, you gotta figure it's gotta be one of the singles, right? It's either gotta be Rock Soldiers or Into the Night.
I don't think it was either of those.
Like
it was, I think
really?
It, was
it would
one
be one of
that
the ones
Todd,
that Todd sang.
I think it was one that Todd normally sings.
Calling to You, maybe? No, Ace doesn't do that.
That might... Yeah, I think
what about
that's...
Dolls? No, Ace sang that.
No, Ace sang... I think Calling to You was the one...
I like that one.
Yeah, I think that was it. But still... You know, they got on stage and they did the song together, you know, and Todd and Ace hugged and he gave John a high five. You know, they mentioned Anton Figg. What'd you think, Sonny?
I loved it. Like you said, it wasn't the tightest, but man, Fraley's Comet, I actually love those two albums, and I actually love the third album that Ace did, Trouble Walking, but I wish Fraley's Comet would have lasted for a while because I love Todd's voice, too.
Yeah, see, I like Todd's voice. Jody is not a fan.
I loved it when I was a kid, but like when we did our Fraley's Comet, the original album review, I hadn't listened to it in probably, you know, 15 years or some shit. It just didn't work for me anymore, dude. I thought it was horrible.
Right.
But, you know, tastes change over the years. At the time, I fucking played that album every day, like relentlessly. I loved it. But, you know, some things just don't stand the test of time for me.
Yeah, at the time, I was so happy Ace was back. I would have listened to anything he put out. I had no idea when Second Sighting came out, like, Ace was basically five sheets to the wind. Like, I ain't got no clue. I'm just happy he's putting stuff out.
Oh, yeah. I loved the Live Plus One. I loved all that shit.
The Live Plus One. What about that live video they put out? It was so good.
I loved it at the time, but if you watch that now, it's absolutely fucking brutal.
Oh, it's the hopping around kind of drives me crazy.
That's a little much.
But I did like that song, Words Are Not Enough. I every once in a while, I'll start humming it.
I like that one, too.
Yeah.
I mean, Fraley's Comet was cool, man. You know, it was definitely of its time, though. You know what I mean? Like, it's like a lot of those other 80s bands for me. I just can't do it anymore. There's no way.
Yeah. Okay, so that we'll talk more about that, I'm sure. You know, if you get a chance, go listen to it. So, Jody, what you doing Wednesday, man?
Oh, yeah. Amber and I are going, we're taking a little road trip up to Minnesota to see Gene and Ace for the Harvey benefit. Also, Cheap Trick's going to be there, which is cool.
Woo!
Oh, man, I wish I was there.
Ace and Gene get on stage together?
Yeah.
Wow.
See, that's what happened. I was just, like, earlier in the week, I was just looking at Matt's, like, the Kiss room, and I saw the ad where Ace was going to be there, too, and I was like, what? Because I've been kind of itching to see Gene again, you know, because I thought he was fucking great in St. Louis. So once I saw that, I was like, you know what? I'm off that day. Fuck it. I'm just going to do it. Let's do it. And I just didn't think about it, did it, and so we're going. I'm excited.
And you already bought, and you bought tickets.
Tickets, hotels, rooms booked. Good to go.
Yeah. Exciting.
Very exciting. So if any of you listeners are going to be out there, look for me, dude. I'll have some swag to give to you.
Yeah. Oh, I hope. I
so
sent
do
it.
I. So do I. I have a pretty hefty stack of stickers, so if nothing else, if the UPS doesn't get here before I gotta go, at least I'll have those.
Yeah, I think you'll get the. I've sent the pics, the buttons,
the banner, all this shit.
The banner, everything, so you can.
See,
go
Joe
in
didn't
and
realize
have
a party. I was leaving on Tuesday, so
Tuesday.
So UPS is coming on Tuesday, but hopefully they'll get here before I need to go.
Yeah, that'll work out. So while you're there seeing this show, man, we're gonna be on the radio, D-Rock and I, right?
Yeah.
So, man.
Maybe I'll text you like updates or some shit. Maybe I'll take
some footage. Yeah, that'll be awesome. So how many bands are playing?
I know Gene Simmons is playing, Ace is playing, and I'm hoping they're supposedly going to do something together, right?
Right, that's what I've been
told.
That's
what I'm hyped up about. And I'm excited to see Ace again, but Cheap Trick is playing. I believe the Jayhawks are playing. And there's someone else, but it didn't mean much to me when I looked at it. I'm not even excited about the Jayhawks either. But you know how I am with opening bands.
Right.
But I'm super stoked to see Ace and Gene. And, you know, it'll be cool to see Cheap Trick, too. Hopefully they'll do the songs that I like and not The Flame and whatnot.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
We're going to have to wait on to see what happens. But, I don't know, man. I'm hoping that whatever Ace gets up and does with the band, maybe he'll do Shock Me or something, man. Oh, see, there's so many different
that
things
would be
he could
cool.
do.
And you know that Gene's band knows every song, so.
Every song, man. And they could go out there and do, like, 2,000 Man together.
What about Talk to Me?
Yeah. Oh. All right, so let's not get ahead of ourselves. Let's make
Regardless,
sure
it's going to be awesome, man. It's going to benefit, you know, the people down in Houston. So it's a double.
Yeah.
It's a win-win.
Yeah, absolutely. Also, Sonny, you did something crazy today.
I did something crazy today. We'll talk about that in a sec. And I'm possibly doing something tonight that we didn't even talk about before the show. So I'll let you know that too. So I purchased the vault.
Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah? Well, all right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, there's a vault experience, there's a producer experience, and there's the home experience.
Right.
I got kids, so I can't afford the producer and home experience.
Right.
But the vault, you're allowed, you and a guest, and my brother's going to go, and you go to a place that's, you know, yet to be determined in L.A. It's going to be January 6th and 7th of 2018, and you get to do a meet and greet. There's an autograph session. There's a Q&A. Obviously, you get the vault. He personally hands it to you. So it should be a pretty cool thing. Like, I couldn't let it go. Like, I had to do it.
Right. I get it. You know, I saw one the other day online. I think it comes on wheels.
Yeah, it's on casters, dude.
Yeah,
it's on casters. It's like a safe.
Yeah, it's really heavy. So when he hands it to you, I think it's more of a he'll roll it over to you.
Dude, I want to see that book, man. That book looks like it'll be really cool.
Yeah.
The book's like 160 some odd pages of never before seen photos from Gene's private collection and shit. You know how cool that'll be?
I wonder how many of them come from those pictures that he takes of all those women's private areas.
Yeah, it's just the big book of Polaroids. There'd be a lot of Bush because it was mostly in the 70s, so it might be kind of gross. Right.
It's like buckwheat and head scissors.
Totally.
Okay, so, all right, so, man, I'm so happy, Sonny, that you're going to get to do this. At least I know somebody that's going to go and be able to tell us what happened. Yeah. And, man, I'll tell you something else, and I want to make sure before I get back to Sonny, is on the Kiss Cruise, if you buy the Gene Simmons Rockstar Experience, right? If you sign up and pay to do that whole thing where you go and you meet him and they give you a bass, I guess, and you learn to play it right there with him, they're giving you a vault there.
Wow.
Included.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, now I don't know what that costs. I think it's like $5,000 or $6,000. But still, you know, if you've already paid for it already, the vault is like a cherry on top, right?
Hell yeah, that's a nice bonus.
Yeah, that's really cool.
$2,000 really cool. Bonus. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what I thought. That's what I thought. You know, so
I think it would be so much cooler if he would have had this idea when, like, the Kiss, the remasters, what's it called? The remasters box set from 2014, when they
you
get every album, full repros with all the posters and inserts, all that shit, for, like, I think it was, like, $2,000. Now, if he was doing that with the meet and greet and the hand delivery, I'd jump on that, dude, you know?
Yeah.
But I just don't know if I want to pay $2,000 to hear a bunch of songs that I may or may not ever listen to more than once. You know what I mean?
You know, here's the problem, and I don't know. For people that are like Sonny, where they're music connoisseurs, you know, that's what he does. This is his hobby. His hobby is music, and you try a lot of things, you know, that you've never heard before. That's what's cool about Sonny. He's braver than I am. but he'll grab a CD and go, I don't know what this is, slap it in, and he'll go, oh, he'll let you know if it's good. But I think where they're going wrong is they needed to, like, you know, if you go back and look at the commercial for Kiss Alive 2, it was, you know, 15 songs live, never before, plus blah, 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 recorded, you know, new recorded songs. They needed to say, some of these songs were recorded with Eric Carr and Bruce Kulick, or, you know, these are the songs where you're going to get the Van Halen brothers, you know, doing a few songs. And they needed to have more of a, like, I don't know, like a set list, don't you think? To, like, let you know what you're getting into.
Yeah, I think you could push more than just the Van Halen thing, which is all he seems to be pushing, you know?
Right,
like you said, man, there's Eric Carr stuff on there, probably Bruce. And, you know there's going to end up being some of those riffs that turned into Kiss songs, you know what I mean? Like, we've already heard a bunch of weird versions where, like, Dr. Love's in different songs and whatnot. So, I mean, I would be pushing that a little bit, too. I mean, I'm assuming that those will be in there. Wouldn't they?
Right, yeah. Once again, this is just what we assume. You know what it means to assume. We're guessing that this is, but you would have to think, right? I mean, Sonny, did you find out anything before you purchased, or just what you read?
Just what I read, and you know, I saw him on Fox and Friends, and then I heard the Adam Carolla interview, and I was like, you know what, I just got to do it. And when you're filling it out, though, I don't know how he's going to enforce it. When you're filling out the paperwork, it says you won't post this on YouTube. You will not share this with anybody. That, you know, in nice words, I'm going to put all my lawyers after you, blah, blah, blah. Like, he's trying to put some stuff in there to where it's not available to the masses.
Right. The best thing he did to ensure that is make it $2,000. The average Kiss fan just doesn't have it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but see, what he doesn't want is Sonny to take it now and go and slap it on, you know, YouTube. For anybody that wants to hear it, to be able to hear it, or to dub us all a copy.
Right. Or burn it and throw it on eBay.
Right.
Right, yeah.
I think that anyone that's going to really pull the trigger on something like that is cool enough that they wouldn't immediately put it on YouTube. You know what I'm saying? I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but...
I don't know. I'm imagining that somebody out there will be like, screw Gene.
I'm going to pay $2,000 just to fuck him over.
I doubt that's going to happen. You're probably right. But, you know, still, how do we get to, I mean, there's no singles, there's nothing, you know, no little taste, no little, here you go, listen to this, this will give you an idea of how good it is.
There is a little taste, so if you go to GeneSimmonsVault.com and you kind of fish around, like, for some information, there's, like, 3 or 4, probably 5 second clips that are playing that don't have really any vocals, and that must be stuff out of the vault.
Right.
Cool.
Okay, and how's it sound?
Sounds pretty good to me. Like, you could tell some of it's, like, demo-ish, some of it sounds 80s, some of it sounds older, so there's, you know, it's a little peppered of everything.
Right on.
Man, this whole experience, this, you know, the $2,000, you know, vault experience where you go to a location, this is going to go on for, like, a year, man. Like, Atlanta isn't even till July.
Yeah, yeah, and he only has, I think he only has the dates through July. He hasn't even figured out the dates past that, because I'm assuming he's waiting till, you know, it's sold and stuff.
So, I guess my question is, when is your date? When is that? Is it? It's probably an early one.
Yeah, January 6th and 7th. So, I wanted to pick the first date, so that way we kind of get kind of first crack at it. And, you know, for me, it's also, me and my brother don't get to do a ton of things together. So when we get to do really cool things together, I like to do those. Wow. And we can't go on a Kiss cruise because both of us are in retail, and the Kiss cruise is too damn late in the year.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So.
No, it's true. So I have the answer for that. Quit your jobs and come on the cruise. Sounds so simple.
Oh, and become a musician, right? So then just do the trifecta. Yeah, yeah.
Yes. Sonny, you'd be a rock star. I'm telling you right now, man. Anything you put your mind to, you do it, man. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
What, Jody? What's up?
I was okay. So the last vault thing is in Atlanta, right? And didn't you say it was like when, in May or June or whatever?
Like July.
Next year. Okay, so that means that. Okay, I think that eventually, once the whole experiences are all sold, he may go to iTunes, or you might be able to just get like a normal size box set in a cardboard vault, you know, with the 10 CDs maybe for a fraction of the price a year later, right? But so that means that couldn't even happen until at least July of next year. That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, see?
That's nuts.
I don't get it.
And you know, I debate it. I can't make up my mind. I just don't think I could pull the trigger on 150 demos. If it was the full box set, I'd be all over it. But I don't know, man. But for people like me, though, that means that I'm going to have to wait all the way till July, sometime after July 2018, to even have a crack at hearing it, unless one of my buddies plays me something or something. You know what
I
mean?
Yeah, comes over the house and puts it on, you know? Or
yeah.
Or yeah, we'll have to figure that out, man, because
I have a listening party at Sonny's.
You would think
that
they would
release
one song. Here, this is for you guys out there with your radio stations, you know, put this on, you know, let people know.
You would think there'd be like a promotional something going on. But Gene Simmons probably realizes he's never going to be on the fucking radio unless he's talking about someone else's death, you know?
Man, he could be on the radio on our show. Hello. Wait, give us a song so we could play it. Dang.
Could, but likely won't.
Likely won't. Anyway, so we got a lot to look forward to now, man. We got the crew. Okay, let's look. Let's look at all the things you guys as Podcast Rock City listeners are going to get from us in the next year. You got, let's see, the Ace and Gene show coming up Wednesday, right?
Yep.
Then what do we got after that? November, you've got the Kiss Cruise, right? Where you get all, you know, I always send stuff from the cruise. Then we got January, which is not only the Vinnie Vincent Expo in Atlanta, but it's also Sonny's vault experience, and he'll tell us all about that, right?
Oh yeah.
So, you know, we got stuff coming on, man. It's gonna be cool. Just stay here and stay listening, and you know, if you're gonna do a vault experience, message us podcastrockcity1@gmail.com. I'm interested to know which kind you got. I do know that, you know, there are the ones where people are, like, getting groups of friends together to try to buy one, you know, but it's just like, who gets it?
That's what I was going to say.
Who gets it at that?
Because you and I could go halvesies on it, dude, but who would get the shit at the end of the day?
Yeah, it's like, what are you going to do?
Split it
it's
five
like,
and five and half and rip the book in half?
Yeah, it's like ridiculous, yeah. You know?
Or you keep the book, and then when I see you next time, I get the book for a while.
Yeah, see, it doesn't really work.
No.
Wouldn't work.
You got to be a big baller like Sonny and just pull that trigger.
So Hollywood also, style. So I've got a Kiss Connection thing going on tonight, possibly.
Okay.
All right, I'm excited to hear this.
So Bob Kulick has got this new album called The Skeletons in the Closet coming out.
Right.
The listening party is tonight at Count Vamped in Vegas.
Sweet.
Sweet.
And it's free, first come, first serve type thing.
Go. Go. Get off of here. Go.
Yeah. What? No, yeah, it's early there. What time does it start?
It starts at 8 o'clock, so I got plenty of time.
Cool. You got 2.5 hours.
Hell yeah. All right, you gotta go see Bob.
Sonny. Sonny, listen, man. First and foremost, okay, I want you to go and I want you to have a good time, all right? I
want Thanks.
You got to report back the music, okay? But here's the other thing. You got to use your phone, and you got to get us a bumper for the show.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to try to do that.
Bob Kulick, you listen to Podcast Rock City, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Sonny Poonie's awesome.
Also, Paul's right. supposed to be going to Japan with Soul Station.
Yeah, so that's man, more there's Kiss so much news.
Happening. It's crazy.
He's going to go to Japan with his band. I wonder, man.
Here we are in 2017, and look at all this crazy Kiss shit going on. Can you believe it?
Yeah, and we still don't have a tour, right? For next year. We don't have, Paul hasn't played in Atlanta or, you know, with his band. I would love to see that. I'd go. I don't know, man. There's just so much. I want it to happen, but you got to be patient, I guess.
Yep.
I did just read online. It looks like Derek St. Holmes is a late announcement for the Kiss Cruise.
Okay.
That'll be cool.
Okay.
That's cool. Yeah. That's cool.
I'll go listen to some Ted Nugent songs.
Yeah, he was on the Monsters of Cruise, rock cruise that I went on. He was good, man. That guy's still got chops.
Oh, yeah, man. And, you know, he did the Whitford. St.
Yeah.
Holmes, and they were on the cruise last year. I watched a little bit of it, but, you know, it was like, I'm bad around big, ginormous crowds. And then the boat, you know, it's rocking real bad. I'm just kidding, Jody.
Nah, I was starting to sweat over here. Damn, dude.
All right, so we got a lot happening. Make sure you tune in next week so you can hear about everything that we've got going on. I can't wait to hear Sonny's story. And Jody, good grief, you're going to see Gene and Ace. This is going to be awesome.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Hey guys, this is Big Earl Skagel from West Hollywood, California, and I love listening to Kiss, Benny Vincent, Shark Island, and every other crappy band from the 80s. But when I'm home alone and I'm naked in bed, I'm not on the internet looking at porn. I'm listening to Podcast Rock City, and so should you.
Thank you. Yes! Jody, you put a request for a question out there on Twitter?
Yep. We do our little question of the week. I got one from the first one that came in was from a lady on Twitter, a buddy of ours. It says, here's a question. What's a Kiss item you had but you don't have anymore that you wish you did have? Like for him, it was his Tiger Stadium ticket from 96, his stub. Lost it when he was moving. Still has the shirt, though. So that's one of those things that is like, fuck, I wish I still had that. So what is your fuck, I wish I still had that Kiss item?
Man. You know, when I was a kid, I didn't have a lot of stuff. I got more as an adult. But there is that picture that's circulating out there of me sitting on my car seat with my dad, you know, where I'm wearing that Peter Criss t-shirt.
Yeah.
Where he's on a motorcycle, you know. And I would love to have that, you know, even if it was too small and I couldn't wear it, just to have it. But I looked them up, man. They're expensive, like, you know, $150. And I'm not spending that money, and I don't want anybody spending money on me for a t-shirt.
Right.
You know, but that would be cool to have. You know, I had a lot of 16 magazines when I was a kid. And I have a lot now, you know, that I've rebought and saved and everything, you know, but There's quite a few of those out there I would love to have, especially the elder year ones, you know?
Right.
Yeah. What about you, Sonny? Anything?
Yeah, so for me, I have most of everything. I've not gotten rid of anything but one piece. And I had this habit back in, late 80s, early 90s. that if I heard something, and most of the time it was on cassette tape, because I was still converting to DC, CDs. So if I heard something I didn't like, I would just roll down the window and toss it out the car window, right? And there's a copy of The Elder sitting somewhere on Highway 5 that I chucked out the window in like 1989 or 1990. Damn. And, you know, I think I chucked out the case too right after it. That tape is probably worth a few bucks right now.
Man, don't you know that somewhere right now is an Indian standing on the side of the road watching you do that crying?
Crying.
Don't you know that, man?
Not only because of the littering.
You're a child of the 70s. What's wrong with you? It's like two rules. One, don't litter because it makes that Indian guy cry. And three, only you, Sonny, can prevent forest fires.
That's great.
And it's true. I remember watching, Stephen Wright. You know who Stephen Wright is?
Yeah.
Stephen Wright is the guy on the couch in Half-Baked, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So he said that when he was a kid, he was sitting in front of the TV and Woody the Owl came out and said, "Only you can stop forest fires." And he said, I went, "Me?" He said, "Everywhere I went, I ran around with a bucket of water." Anyway, okay. So what about you, Jody? What did you have?
Well, I'm kind of like you. I would want some of the stuff I had when I was very young. Like, I have a old photo of me when I was like maybe 5 with a solo albums t-shirt. I'd love to still have that. Just, you know, I would never be able to fit into it or anything, but just be cool to have it. Or maybe like I used to have when I was a really young kid, this older kid in the neighborhood gave me one of those Love Gun Mylar posters. You remember those? I'd love to have that still.
Yeah, you got to bankroll the house for that.
Right. But yeah, now, those would probably be the things for me. I'm not a huge, like, I don't have a bunch of Kiss shit like you guys probably do, like I used to, but now I just pretty much have the records and a few odds and ends and a few things that you've sent me, Joe, and stuff like that, which is cool.
Right.
But I don't have like a huge Kiss collection these days. I wish I still had
it. Although, Jody did buy some records the other day, some 45s. You ran into a place and they had a bunch of 45s, and you messaged me and you said, "Man, I was made for loving you for you." Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Yeah, none of them had the fucking picture sleeves, which always sucks. You can never find the Kiss ones, I'm guessing, because most people just tacked them up on their walls, probably. But yeah, found that. Found Dr. Love single there. Found New York Groove.
Yeah, but see, let me tell you the one thing that I saw that you found that I'm going to add to, because I'm going to mail one to you. Because as soon as I saw it, I was like, oh, I got to get this to Jody. All right, so you were showing your CD, your 45s, right?
Yeah.
And there was a Prince one, right?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Okay, what was it? Let's Go Crazy? Was that what
it
was?
Yeah, Let's Go Crazy.
Okay, which is awesome. I know why you bought it, because it's badass, right?
Love Prince.
Okay, so I was like, man, I know somewhere around storage I've got something. So I started going through everything, and I found it, and I was like, man, I'm going to send this to Jody to put with his thing, because I'll never use it, and it's just put away.
Right.
I have Purple Rain 45 on purple vinyl.
Nice.
That's awesome.
I was like, I gotta send that to Jody.
So that's me. Awesome. I'd be a happy camper, man. But you should probably keep it. It's
yeah,
too cool
it was
to give away.
Cool, man. As soon as I found it, I was like, man, I can't believe I still have this.
That's rad.
It's pretty crazy.
We always talk about like bootlegs and stuff like that, right? And I don't have a ton. All the bootlegs I have are Prince. So I have probably 1,000 Prince songs on my iTunes.
Wow.
Holy crap.
Holy smokes.
I did. You know that when you know that when we were at the expo, there was a guy there that had the Atlanta show, Prince last show, you know?
Yeah.
I know, we're becoming a Prince podcast. Anyway, yeah, I almost bought it. It was like $45, and I was like, yeah, that's a little bit of money.
Right.
Yeah. Second question, right?
Yeah, second question.
Oh, from the Twitter questions?
Yeah.
Let me pull that back up. Let me see what it was. Oh, we kind of already talked about it. Rick Friel said, what did you guys think of the Fraley's Comet reunion? I haven't really seen it yet, but those guys...
Yeah, you got to see it.
We talked about it a little bit at the beginning of the show, so yeah.
Yeah, man. You know, I hope everybody out there enjoyed it, and you got to take another look. Yeah. Let's see. All right, let's get to our topic of the week.
Hogcast Rock City, topic of the week.
Yeah, so there's a lot to talk about here. I'm going to try my best to get to it all. There's kind of a long story involved in this, okay? And I want to make sure that I say it right. All right. So a while ago, a listener named Eric sent us an email, right?
Okay.
And the email said, this is an email about three games in video form. So basically, you can go to YouTube, find his page, and there are games. It's like you click on play, and then when the question comes up, you click on pause, and then there's some answers, and you answer it, and then you click on play again. Let me tell you, it had to take, you know, I don't know, months to put this all together, all right? And he sent it to us. So basically it says, I created three games in video forms for you guys at Podcast Rock City to play. The rest of the email should prove that I'm a lifelong fan. And he goes on to talk about how much entertainment we've provided him, and he wanted to give us something back, you know?
Right on, man.
So, which is really amazing. So I'm going to tell you, you guys have to all go. His name is Eric, and his YouTube page is KissFanSense76, okay? If you click on that, these games that I'm talking about are right there, all right? So what I want to do, it's taken forever for me to get to this, and I apologize, you know, because it's really cool. I even apologized to Eric because I was like, damn, man, I'm sorry. I'm really bad about this. And he was like, it's cool, you know? But it really wasn't. I felt bad, you know, because he put – I'm telling you, man, I can't even explain how much time went into this. So what I figured we would do is let's play one of the games. We'll do a few of the questions. Now, this is a by the numbers type of deal. It's not easy, okay? But it's fun and interesting, and I'll explain, okay?
Yeah.
Anyway, so basically what's going to happen is I'm going to ask you a question, and then you guys are going to try to guess the number. The answer is a number. I'm going to give you the numbers, and you have to guess which one is right. It's like a multiple choice, okay?
Yeah.
All right. So here is the question. This is just an example. This one doesn't count. Are you ready?
Yep.
Yep.
What is the number of eligible Kiss song titles? Now, these songs are in all the studio albums, okay?
Okay.
Not live and stuff. What is the number of eligible Kiss song titles that are one word in length but have no punctuation marks? 30, 32, 34, or 36? How many you think?
32.
I don't even understand what the question is.
Okay. All right, listen. How many are one word? How many are one word without any punctuation marks?
Oh, okay. So there's Parasite, Mainline.
Yeah.
What are the choices? This is crazy.
You're killing me.
Joey would struggle in the actual Family Feud.
I would, okay. Probably.
Yeah. Okay, 30, 32, okay, 30, 32, 34, or 36?
I'd say 30.
Okay, so Sonny says 32, Jody says 30, and the answer is 34. 34 damn songs, one word.
Huh.
Yeah, check this out. You ready? Beth, Betrayed, Boomerang, Charisma, Danger, Deuce, Domino, Exciter, Fanfare, Firehouse, Forever, Freak, Goodbye, Getaway, Hate, Hooligan, I, Jungle. You see?
Wow.
Within, Unholy, Tomorrow, Strutter, Stand, Spit, She, Shin. I read most of them. But damn, I never even realized.
No.
All right, no points. Nothing for you guys.
So that was a practice round.
Yeah. And this is tough. Okay.
Yeah, it's gonna be. It sounds like it.
If we're gonna see what happens, we'll see. It's more of a guessing game. All right. Cool. So here we go.
All right, Kiss Army, it's time for Podcast Rock City's fan-submitted, super hard, random and obscure Kiss trivia game with your host, Joe Polo.
All right. What is the number of eligible Kiss song titles that feature at least one number, either as a numeral or as a word? Note, do not include Deuce. 10, 11, 12, or 13 different songs
that contain a number in the title?
Uh-huh. And Deuce doesn't count.
I'm going to go with lucky number 13.
So am I.
You both are correct. 13. Woohoo! All right, check it out. 100,000 years, 2,000 man, a million to one. That's twice. On the eighth day, Car Jam 1981, Sick Christine 16, God Gave Rock and Roll to You, 2. Journey of 1,000 Years, Man of 1,000 Faces. I'm not going to read them all every time. I just want you guys to get an idea of how much work went into this.
Wow.
Dude, that right, guy's so, a Kiss freak. Like, yeah, that is awesome.
That's what it says. Kiss fan since 76. He's got it going on. All right. So 1-1. Let's do 10. Is that enough?
Sure.
Because yeah, it might be 1-1 by the end of this. Question number 3. What is the number of eligible Kiss song titles that make up part of another longer Kiss title? Note, do not include I. Number of eligible Kiss song titles that make up part of another longer Kiss song.
You gonna give us the choices?
8, 9, 10, or 11.
I'm going with 9.
That's what I was gonna say, 9.
9. The answer is 8.
Damn.
Alright, so it's Danger, Danger Us, Goodbye, Kiss the Girl Goodbye, Hate, You Love Me to Hate You, My Way, I Finally Found My Way, right? Man, like I said.
Damn,
man,
dude.
Damn. All right. It's just Tomorrow, and you got Tomorrow and Tonight, Away, Together as One, Take Me Down Below. Wow.
It's pretty in-depth. Right. It's going to be tough.
It's tough. 1-1. A tie would be all right. All right, so here we go. Question number 3. What is the number of eligible Kiss song titles that feature two words commonly considered opposites of each other? 6, 7, 8, or 9?
Opposite of each other.
Like You Love Me to Hate You kind of thing?
I would say yes.
Okay.
Like Love's a Slap in the Face? Oh, that might not be opposite, actually.
Somewhere Between Heaven and Hell, does that count?
I would imagine.
Oh, yeah, Street, Give It, Street, Take It Away, okay. Right?
So if me and Sonny just talk it out, maybe we'll figure these out. Because, fuck, okay, dude, but this is tough.
And the answer is either 6, 7, 8, or 9.
6. I'm going to go with 6.
I'm going to go with lucky number 7.
Okay, 6 and 7. The answer is 8.
Damn.
Listen, Dark, Light, Good Girl Gone Bad, okay. Hot and Cold, Master and Slave, Saint and Sinner, Summer Between, Heaven and Hell,
okay.
The Street Giveth and Taketh Away, You Love Me to Hate You.
Okay. So okay, we were on the right track, but damn, I would
have
never...
You were on the right track.
I would have never even thought of Master and Slave. It just wouldn't have came to mind. This is going to be hard.
It's going to be... I wonder how many people out there are going, man, this is tough. Question number 4. Here we go. Okay, what is the number of eligible Kiss song titles that feature the consecutive, i.e. no space between the letters O-O?
Jeez.
But look, here's a ton of them. 12, 13, 14, or 15.
I'm going to just say 15 as a guess. I can't. So anywhere that has good or...
Uh-huh.
Oh, Jesus.
You said 15?
I'll take it, sure.
All right, Sonny.
Sonny's calculating shit, man. Give him a second.
I'll go with 12.
Okay, it's 13.
Damn, dude.
13, ready? All hell's breaking loose. Boomerang, childhood's end. Every time I look at you, goodbye. Good girl gone bad. Got to choose. Hooked on rock and roll. Hooligan, kiss the girl goodbye. Ladies' room. You see?
That's very cool, but very, like, OCD. Like, you know what I mean?
Eric's got it going on. He had time.
Dude.
Let's see.
I'm digging it, but I thought we'd do much better, Sonny.
It's like... Yeah, no kidding.
All right, partners, here we go. Question number 5. What is the number of eligible Kiss songs that features at least one of these letters? J, Q, X, or Z? Oh, 13, 14, 15, or 16? J, Q, X, and Z. I can't even think of one with Z right now.
I can think of X. X-ray eyes, J, there's all kinds.
X and sex.
Oh, there is Z.
Z, yeah. Would be... What the fuck would Z be? Oh.
What was the choices again?
13, 14, 15, or 16.
I'm going to go with 15.
I'll say 14.
Jody?
14.
And the number is 15. Sonny gets a point.
I should have.
Yeah, because of crazy, crazy nights, baby.
That's right. Okay. ain't quite right. Car Jam, Christine 16, Crazy, Crazy Nights, Exciter, Great Expectations, Heller, Hallelujah, I Just Want a Journey of a Thousand Years, Jungle, Just a Boy. All right. I'm sorry. It's fun to read them so you guys can see that there's really.
Yeah. Plus, I want to know what these answers are.
Yeah. All right, next question, number 6. What is the number of eligible Kiss song titles that end with the letter string ER, like Exciter? 13, 14, 15, or 16?
It's so insane, like, how well I know this catalog, but when I start thinking of it in these terms, I can't think of a fucking thing. Man, nothing. So like
I'm going to go with 13 since songs like Shout Mercy don't count since they don't end with ER.
Right.
Okay. And what are the choices, Joe?
13, 14, 15, or 16.
Let's say 15.
Sonny got it again. 13.
This is bogus.
Yeah.
Dude, two-timer, baby driver.
Right.
Burning up with fever, danger, exciter, forever, god of thunder, heller, high water, killer, lonely as the hunter, plaster, caster, saint, and sinner, strutter, and two-timer.
Damn.
Sonny's pulling away. If he gets a four-point lead, we're going to stop.
Nah, I could take a beating. It's okay.
Okay. All right, so let's see. Next question. I think this is going to be number 7 for us. And the question is, what is the number of eligible Kiss songs that have its first two words at a minimum beginning with the same letter?
Okay. First two words have to be like good girl or something.
Uh-huh. Okay, so it's 14, 15, 16, or 17. Let me tell you, the fact that there's that many is mind-boggling to me.
Yeah, when you really think about it, it's tough to like try to run down the discography and think of them on the fly. I've been guessing mostly.
I think that's what we're doing.
Yeah. I'm going with 16.
All right.
Was 15 in the mix?
14 through 17.
I'll take 14.
14, and the answer is 17. So nobody got that one right.
Think about it, like Mr. Make-Believe counts.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah, it's tough. So
run those down, Joe. Burn those down, as Clint Wells would say.
All American Man, Bang Bang You, Burn Bitch Burn, Crazy Crazy Nights, God Gave Rock and Roll to You, Good Girl Gone Bad, I'm in Need of Love. Mr. Make-Believe, no, no, no. Rocket Ride, Russian Roulette, She's a European Silver Spoon. Talk to me, two-timer, who wants to be lonely? I don't want to be lonely. I just want to be with that girl in the leather outfit with the bit, with the motorcycle hat on. Can't ever let that go, can I? Oop, I was looking at a picture of her last night. It popped up in a on a memory where somebody sent it to me.
That's great.
Yeah, anyway. Question number 8. What is the number of eligible Kiss song titles that begin and end with the same letter? 10, 11, 12, or 13?
The begin and end with the same letter.
Yep.
And the full 10, 11, title or just the first word?
Title.
Okay.
Yeah, I would say title probably. All
right. And the choices are what?
10, 11, 12, 13.
Lucky 13.
Wow, like tomorrow and tonight counts. I'll go with 11.
Okay, and the answer is 11. Yes, 11. Who said 11?
Woohoo!
Sonny.
Damn, Sonny. He's in Vegas, dude. You better go hit the slots, dude. You're on a roll.
Okay, so let's see. All right, yeah. Sonny's ahead, 4-1. Jody's like, man, I didn't know there was going to be a test today.
No, this is fun. I thought it was going to be more like a regular knowledge trivia, in which case I thought that Sonny and I would be pretty good competition.
Well, I'm going to tell you that I have found my Kiss trivia cards.
Oh, sweet.
Ooh. So that's coming up. But I wanted to do this one since somebody that listens to us put in so much time and effort. Question number 9. What is the number of eligible Kiss songs titles that feature either the word day or the word night? 7, 8, 9, and 10.
Day or night. Let me see here.
You might be able to do this one in your head.
I'm calculating. You smell something burning? What's going on? Let's see here. Day or night. So rock and roll all night.
On the eighth day.
Turn on the night. Thief in the night.
I'm going with 9.
What's the max? What are the numbers, Joe?
I think it was 6, 7, 8, and 9.
I'm going to say 8 because I thought of 6, but I can't. I'm sure there's two more I couldn't think of at least.
It's 7. And on the 8th day, Creatures of the Night, Modern Day Delilah, Thief in the Night, Thrills in the Night, Turn on the Night, and All Night. That was my sexy radio voice.
I like it. Get it one more time. Everybody put your genitals right up on your speaker for Joe.
Everybody, All Night. This is like the Howard's.
Yeah, he's like. I love Stern.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. He had Gene on the other day. Karen saved the interview for me. Thank you, Karen.
Cool.
You're the best.
She is the best.
All right. Final question. Once again, Eric, thank you for doing this for us, man.
Yeah, very cool.
If you guys want to go on and try these yourself, there's other things. There's all kinds of, like, a Name That Tune, man. Where, you know, my only reason why I didn't do that is because I didn't know if it was okay if we played the music.
Right.
But there's a Name That Tune. You can get together with some friends and try it. What is the number of eligible Kiss song titles that begin or end with either of these directions? Left, right, up, down, over, or under? 10, 11, 12. I mean, there's really that many? 10, 11, 12, or 13?
13.
I'm going with 12.
All right. The answer is 11.
So what are they?
11. Okay, Ain't Quite Right. Don't Let Me Down. Don't You Let Me Down. Down on Your Knees. God of Thunder. Under. It's All Right. Lick It Up. Long Way Down. Right Here, Right Now. Under the Gun. Under the Rose. Where the wall, when the Walls Come Down. I can't read. All right, man. That's it. Sonny, you win. 4-1. Look at that. You won a game.
Oh, yeah.
I guess I gotta take a beating online all week, too. It's okay.
Yeah, and I expect the beating to be similar to the beating I took over a month ago.
Yeah.
Yes. Did Sonny tell you that? Did Sonny? I'm so sorry, Sonny. I did this to you. Sonny tell you that when we showed up at the expo together, I pulled out the I pulled out the things that I kept score on and gave them to him for when I beat him in the game.
He hands me these business cards. They say Podcast Rock City. I'm like, oh, maybe he wants me to hand out business cards or whatever, but he only gave me two of them, and I flipped them over, and it was a scoring guide.
When I beat him. Nice. This is for your souvenirs. Mm-hmm. I'm just busting your balls. Yeah. I would expect it if I lost. I would want it.
The way dudes are, man. Like, it's not a big deal.
Yeah, it's just like...
That was a hard game, though, dude. I think that anyone listening was probably thinking the same thing we were. Like, fuck, this is tough.
It's tough, but, you know, it's one of those things. I wonder if you got just, like, a couple of people together. You know, you're just sitting around having a beer and sitting here playing this and trying to guess the number. I'm guessing that's what it's really for, you know. We're all just trying to come up with the answer. Like, let's do one together.
Let's do one together and you...
Now, I won't know the answer, and let's see what we can figure out, like, okay?
Know the answer and see if we can come up with the nine songs or whatever. You know what I mean? As a group. I think it'll still be hard.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. Dang. This is... See? Okay. Eligible Kiss song titles that feature two-letter initials with no spaces.
Okay, so how many are there?
I don't know what this means. Like,
yeah, I don't either.
Two-letter... What did you
say? Okay, two-letter initials with no spaces of... Oh, so it would be P.S., Paul Stanley, Eric Carr, and or Tommy Thayer.
What?
I'm not... All right,
pick a different one. Fuck that one.
I'm gonna go to another one. Let me go to another
one. You at least gonna understand it.
Oh, so like Plaster Caster would be Peter Chris?
I guess...
Doesn't make
That's
sense.
A long one. That's a long one.
That yeah, it's a weird remember. One. By the way, I have an idea for our Kiss Freak fan here. So if this this Kiss fan that we're using his stuff, which is really cool because he's a Kiss freak. So if you're looking for kind of the next ones to do for a game, like you could do it within album titles. So let's say, how many times is the letter G used in all the songs on Asylum?
Okay.
That way you keep it within an album.
Like lyrically and titles and all that?
No, just song titles. Oh, okay. You did it lyrically. Holy cow, dude.
Okay, here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
What is the number of eligible Kiss song titles that are also the first... Oh, son of a...
Hello.
Hello.
My father, of course. Let's see, what is the number of eligible Kiss song titles that are also the first word heard within the song lyrics of that song? So, I'm going to start. I go with Beth.
Well, how many are there so we know what we got to try?
9, 10, 11, or 12. You want to know the number?
Yeah, that way we can try to name them all.
All right, let's see. There's 11. So, okay. Let's start with Beth.
All right. I can't think of a single one. What else is there? It's got to be
the name. I would say Kiss the Girl Goodbye.
Okay. So it's the title has to be the first line of the song.
Yeah. In the first word.
Okay.
Yeah, this is hard. This is like a Kiss test for brilliant people.
Yeah.
How about A World Without Heroes?
Okay, yeah, that's three.
Oh, that's good.
Joe's on this, man.
Yeah.
I'm cheating.
Oh. I try to give you credit, though, bro. I got faith in you.
But see, I'm not a liar. I can't do it, man. It's more funny to admit the truth. I'll just tell you what they are. You ready?
Yeah.
A World Without Heroes, okay. Any Way You Want It, Anything for My Baby, Beth.
I Would Steal!
The greatest was Christopher Williams singing that for Joe at the expo.
Yeah, it was really crazy.
That was awesome.
It was funny. Eat Your Heart Out, I, Kiss the Girl Goodbye, Only You, She, When You Wish Upon a Star, and Wiped Out. Listen, thank you, Eric, for putting this together, man. We really appreciate it. Kicks ass. You guys out there, Kiss fans since 76, on YouTube, man. Go check out his games. He puts a lot of work into these. And, you know, I'm going to go ahead right now. I'm going to give it a thumbs up rating. And I'm going to leave a comment later. I can't do it right now because my computer's not set up right. But thank you very much. That was pretty crazy.
Cool, man. Thanks a lot. That was fun.
Hey, everyone. This is Eddie Trunk, and you are listening to Podcast Rock City.
So, what else do we got going on? Anything?
Got the radio show coming up on Wednesday that you and D-Rock will do.
Yeah, D-Rock and I will be doing the radio show on KGFRocks.com, and hopefully Jody will be able to call in to us and at least tell us something. I don't know.
Yeah,
but you know,
at least call.
Maybe you'll be able to. Maybe you'll be able to just.
I'm gonna be taking a little bit of footage, especially if Gene and Ace play together. I gotta document a little bit of that.
Yeah, you gotta have that. We'll just do the best that we can.
I did contact Astronomy, so I'm gonna be meeting up with him supposedly. So that'll be cool.
Oh, he messaged you.
He messaged you back? I texted him and just was like, hey, I'm going to be in St. Paul, dude. We should hook up and drink some more cold gin.
Nice.
Because he was into those cold gins in Nashville, man.
Absolutely.
Oh, I don't even like them, but I had to just...
Bumper from Ace would be good, too.
Yeah, I have an old bumper for Strange Ways, but we need one for Podcast Rock City.
Yeah, absolutely. If you guys are going to be going to the show, let us know. PodcastRockCity1@gmail.com so Jody can meet up with you. He's going to have some swag. Stickers at least. Hopefully everything else will get there. We got guitar picks and everything else I sent.
Yep.
Alright, so let's end it. Jody, you got anything to add?
Just thanks for listening, everyone. And happy birthday to Earl Skakel, and thanks for coming on last week, man. You're fucking hilarious. And
absolutely.
Yeah, thanks everybody.
Sonny.
I gotta say thanks to the fans for the support, and man, Eric, you are a kiss freak.
Okay, awesome. So, yeah.
I'm going to mix it down. I'm going to put a bunch of reverb on you, and you'll sound like those Muppets, like, pigs in space.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I wanted to say something before we go, because normally I have my spiel, but I just found out about an hour ago that one of my favorite TV guys from when I was a kid, I grew up a big wrestling fan, everybody knows that, but I just found out that Bobby the Brain Heenan passed away, and I just wanted to say, man, and just he helped make my childhood so great. You know, I hated him so much because he was a douche. He was always the bad guy, but I didn't realize when I was a kid that I really loved him. You know what I mean? It was like it's that, you know, love to hate you type of deal. You know, anyway, and you know, if you're not a wrestling fan, or if you are. You know, he took Gorilla Monsoon's death, who was his right-hand man, really hard. And now I honestly believe, you know, that they're together, you know, probably calling a wrestling match between two guys. I don't know. But, you know, anyway, I just wanted to say that. And on a more positive note, we are big podcast fans, and we listen to lots of podcasts, including Kiss Podcasts. And you're going to hear the commercials for the ones after this show in 3, 2, 1, peace.
You wanted the best, you got the best. And if you want the hottest show on Monco Radio, join us in the Kiss Room. The Kiss Room is a monthly radio broadcast celebrating the hottest band in the world.
Kiss!
It's your place for all things Kiss and some... For broadcast dates and all information, go to thekissroom.com. The Kiss Room broadcasts live and worldwide on Monco Radio, where music and minds meet.
History Science Theater, the most civilized.
Yeah.
Oh,
come on.
Respectful.
Just imagine G with like a washed up bass. Boom, 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 boom.
And serious.
No, wait.
Excuse me, Bob. You're going to come over and do my album.
Kiss Podcast on the web. History Science Theory. We bust balls because we care.
Hey, everybody. I'm Aaron.
And I'm Chris.
And we're from the Decibel Geek Podcast. And if you love this...
then you'll love us.
That's right. Brand new episode every single Monday. You can find us on iTunes and at decibelgeek.com. And the best thing is, it's rock and roll, and it's always free.
All right, Kiss Army. Since 2007, you've been getting Podkissed, the Kiss audio fanzine for your ears.
That's right, it's your Podkissed. Every month, the Podkissed crew, along with the Kiss Room, brings you Kiss talk like no one else, whether it be roundtables, interviews with the band past and present, analysis, and great Kiss fun.
Hi, this is Ace Frehley, and you're listening to Podkissed.
Hi, this is Bruce Kulick, and you're listening to Podkissed.
The Podkissed, the Kiss audio fanzine for your ears.
Ladies and gentlemen, do you like metal, punk rock, hardcore, and cracking jokes about being a fan? Yes? Then check out Music the Lifeblood, the podcast that goes deep into the core of being a fan with new music from badass bands, band and genre discussions, along with in-depth interviews from some of punk, metal, and hardcore's titans. Find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic, Tumblr, and Facebook. Something old, something new, what are you listening to?
Music, the lifeblood. Baby, you know it's only you and me. And as far as I'm concerned, that's all I need. A generation behind. We're going nowhere, and that's just fine.
Woo! Rock and
I'm afraid I've given you all the time I can spare at the moment, my dear. You'll have to come back. Thank you, and goodbye.